This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, December 22nd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Egypt's Interior Ministry announced Tuesday that they will have 230,000 security personnel throughout the country to secure Christmas celebrations next week amid a high security alert. Security plans include sending officers to protect 2,626 churches across the nation. Terrorist bombings claimed by ISIS have killed dozens of Egyptian Christians and churches over recent years. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi met with evangelical leaders from the U.S. for the first time last month, stating he is working to fight against the radical Islamic terrorists who attack Christians in his country. The disciplinary arm of China's Communist Party banned all party members and government officials from celebrating Christmas, reports Radio Free Asia. The notice stated, quote, "They must earnestly study the doctrine of cultural self-confidence introduced at the 19th Party Congress and refrain from blindly celebrating foreign festivals or engaging in Western religions," end quote. Even stores are dropping Christmas trees and gifts related to Christmas and Christianity. One university prohibited students from holding any Christmas gatherings. Rights activist Hu Jia in Beijing said this is in keeping with China's move toward, quote, "cultural self-confidence," end quote, and a huge backlash against Christianity in the country. Psalm 2, 11 through 12 instructs nations to serve Christ. "Serve the Lord with fear. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." Defections from North Korea to South Korea are up threefold, with 15 so far this year compared to 5 last year. The fourth North Korean soldier to defect this year walked across the demilitarized zone yesterday to a checkpoint, emerging from thick fog, reports the BBC. Shortly afterward, South Korean soldiers fired 20 warning shots as other North Korean soldiers approached the border in their search for the defector. A total of 128 member states of the United Nations voted yesterday in favor of a resolution calling on the United States to withdraw its recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, calling it null and void. The emergency special session was held at the request of the Palestinians after the U.S. vetoed a similar Security Council resolution. Ahead of the vote, President Donald Trump warned that he may cut financial support to nations that voted for the resolution. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released data yesterday showing that life expectancy in the U.S. dropped in 2016 for a second consecutive year, the first time since 1963. The average American lifespan is now 78.6 years, ranking below many other high-income nations. Of particular concern, deaths due to drug overdoses, mostly opioids, rose to 63,000 in 2016, up 21% from 2015. Since 2000, over 500,000 people have died from drug overdoses. A new Rasmussen poll found American voters in favor of the U.S. Justice Department's investigation of Planned Parenthood over the illegal sale of baby body parts. 46% supported the investigation, 38% did not support it, and 16% were not sure. The Department of Justice officially began its investigation recently after requesting documents from congressional committees that recommended a criminal investigation of Planned Parenthood. The abortion giant receives about $500 million in taxpayer funds yearly and murders about 320,000 babies in the womb on an annual basis. Psalm 94, 21 and 23 says, "They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. God has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off." As the Supreme Court considers the religious freedom case involving Christian baker Jack Phillips, A judge denied the state of California a temporary restraining order last week on a Christian baker who refused to offer her services for homosexual ceremony as well. Last August, a lesbian couple approached baker Kathy Miller about her services. Miller's conscientious objection led to the couple filing a complaint with California's department overseeing civil rights law, which put Miller under investigation. Last Thursday, a Superior Court judge denied the department's restraining order on Miller to infringe on her conscience and business, reports LifeSite News. China's hostility to children continues to lead to forced abortions and sex selection abortions, despite China's recent two-child policy. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, former Phillies pitcher Cole Hamels and his wife Heidi donated their 32,000-square-foot mansion, worth over $9 million in Branson, Missouri, along with 100 acres to Christian charity Camp Barnabas, reports NBC Philadelphia. The ministry provides camps for children with special needs and chronic illnesses. Hamels said, quote, "Seeing the faces, hearing the laughter, reading the stories of the kids they serve, there is truly nothing like it. Barnabas makes dreams come true, and we felt called to help them in a big way," end quote. Camp Barnabas was thrilled to receive the gift as they expand their ministry. Jesus said in Matthew 25:40, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, December 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. 2 years ago, on January 1st, 2016, the mainstream media was excited when China dropped their one-child policy for a two-child policy. However, the Worldview spoke to Reggie St. Littlejohn of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, who speaks out for the lives of little Chinese girls who are still being aborted despite the new two-child policy. The impression was that China ended their coercive population control.
The way that the Chinese government announced this is that they had abandoned the one-child policy, which makes it sound like they had ended all coercive population control in China, which is not true, because it is still illegal to have a baby if you're not married, and third children are still illegal. So single mothers and women pregnant with their third child are still subject to forced abortions by the government. That has not ended.
St. Littlejohn said that the Chinese government is not the one which pressures people to abort their baby girls, but that's more of a societal pressure.
In terms of the gender side, the sex selective abortion of baby girls, that's not done by the government. That is done by pressure, social pressure, usually coming from the mother-in-law, the husband and the mother-in-law. And that has not ended either, because the cultural conditions of son preference remain, and the low birth limit remains. You put the two of those together, and you still get the selective abortion of baby girls, especially second daughters.
St. Littlejohn said that China has put themselves between a rock and a hard place because they know they are creating a, quote, demographic disaster, end quote. They had hoped the two-child policy would encourage more children, but Chinese people do not want more children.
They absolutely know it, and that's why they went from a one-child policy to a two-child policy. And I think that they were hoping that people would have more kids, and people have not responded to the ability to have a second child the way the Chinese government had hoped. So they are about 1.5 to 2.5 million births short per year from what they had hoped, because people in China don't want to have the second child. Generally, if they have a boy, they don't want to have a second child. They have their boy. Or even if they have a girl, they don't want to have a second child because it's very expensive in China.
St. Littlejohn said that it does not make sense that China would still have coercive population control in place when they are in such desperate need of children.
Why do they have any coerce a population control program at all. They should be offering incentives to people to have second children. They're caught. On one hand, they really know that they need more people because by the year 2050, I think a third of their population is going to be retirement age. And meanwhile, they don't have the young population to sustain it. And also their labor pool is decreasing. They know they need people. But on the other hand, they don't want to let go of that control that they get through the forced abortion regime.
St. Littlejohn works hard with the Save the Girl campaign in a rural part of China. And she shared a sweet story about two twin girls who were saved through the campaign by God's awesome power.
There was a woman who was pregnant, and her mother-in-law was pressuring her to have an ultrasound. And she did not want to have an ultrasound. And typically, these pregnant women do not want to have ultrasounds because they know that if the ultrasound shows that they have a girl, that the mother-in-law, the next pressure will be for her to abort. So she dragged her feet and didn't go in for the ultrasound until she was like 8 months pregnant. And she went into the ultrasound and found out that not only was she carrying one girl, she was carrying two girls. So that she would use up her entire quota of babies in one pregnancy, both girls. So then the pressure became really intense from the mother-in-law to abort both babies.
St. Littlejohn said that it was at this crucial point when they were able to offer the woman assistance.
She resisted and resisted, but she didn't know what to do. And so our field worker found out about her, went to her door and said, "Congratulations on your twin daughters. Girls are just as good as boys, and we will help you keep your daughters by giving you a monthly stipend." So that's money that our field worker will bring to them every month to help them support their daughters.
St. Littlejohn said that the tragedy is that the world is not aware of the fact that many little Chinese girls are still being aborted.
I think that what happened is when China switched from the one-child policy to the two-child policy, the Chinese government announced it as being an abandonment. They had abandoned the one-child policy, and the mainstream media just picked up on that. China scrapped the one-child policy, and so everybody thinks it's over. When I tell people what I do, I am fighting forced abortion and sex-selective abortion in China. A lot of people look at me and say, "Well, wait a minute, I thought that was over."
St. Littlejohn said that if people want to support saving girls in China, they can go to womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org and click on Help Save Lives in China. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.